thank you, Lord Jesus, for the final scriptures for today. Hallelujah. And we always overflow. You know why? Because God's within his ability. They didn't just be able to get encouraged with too much scripture. It's okay with me, but the word is so good. And, the word is alive. The script is powerful, effective, and anything. And so we always have his peace. Ascending. His spirit on the center of the soul, spirit, and the drink of the mind, and to the stream of the function and entrance of the country. So we need the word of God. We have to have the word of God. And so I would just say this to the general public. You have to understand about the name. Flash Christian, I'm not justifying that I'm a young Christian and I don't know any Bible. And this is to the general public, shouldn't you? But to the general Christian public, if you're a woman's scripture, shouldn't you? It's my Bible. Spend some time. Get up in the morning, get up to 15 minutes, get 5 minutes of it, and look at scripture. And get scripture, write it down, pull your phone down, hand it to you, and you reach for your lunch money. Get a scripture. Don't get stuff in scripture. But, reach for whatever you're doing, listen, if you put a scripture, if you put scripture, I don't know if you say that, I will say that. If you do, you should put a scripture right on that hand, dearly Lord, and that speaks to him. And Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. When you look at that baby, you know, that's very pornography. It's not the scripture on the front of it, on the screen there. But I'm screaming, don't get it in the scriptures. So you might go do your daily routine and get out of the dream of that, but then you got the scriptures back to you. And then you end up eating the fruit of light and darkness. Right? So these things scriptures up there. And that's just, oh no, my flesh wants to look. And you go, no, no, I want what God wants. And you're going to resist the devil and you're afraid of him. You're going to walk in the spirit and not going to fulfill the rest of the flesh. I can do all things through Christ. And therefore, I'm just to, you care where I came from. I don't care what I did. I don't care what kind of bondage I was in. He has tied me up and wrote to me with this deep, deep, pop or whatever happens to some of the poets and that. But, you know what? Well, everybody can read them. Everybody can draw it from one down and be separate, say it to the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and all receive you. God wants you, he loves you, and he wants you. But you also do all things to Christ. He doesn't do all things to Christ. He doesn't do all things. He's God. He does everything. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. His strength. I'm strong in the Lord in the power of his might. I put on the whole armor of God that I did with stand against the lies of the devil, and I did not stand for the rest of all against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers that put upon Jesus. Principalities and powers that rule in the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places, so I bring every false captive to the obedience of Christ and by imagination, and every false thing that he drunk itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing it to custody, every captive to the enemy. You need to talk to you because how do you fight the good fight first? How do you think to talk to you about your fight for the obedience of Christ? And we're all just born as enemies. We're all just, we're all just as dead. We're all just as dumb as we're just all in sin. So if there's a race to see who can do the most sin, everybody's probably pushing for the finish line, and then all of a sudden we get saved. So we do all that. We got to unlearn all that. We got to cast down all that. We got to break free from all that. We got to stop for all that. We got to need to work all that. The word, the washing of water by the glory. Hey, look at the difference. There's that word, though. The washing of water by the word of God. It washes white as snow. What is white as snow? It still washes my heart. Now it can wash my mind. I bring my thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. He calls again and again and again and again. That's my fighting words, casting down imaginations. I'm a fight. I'm not going to just roll over and get my whole life ruined by something that Lynn's trying to do with me. No, I've got a future in me, I've got a life around me, I've got something to do for the things in the back. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your mom and daddy thought you lived your life, and your life is almost over than you. I'm like, yes, you do. You can fight the good fight, you can stand in the gap, you can make up the world, you can be a doer of the word, you can see first the kingdom of God, you can love people, you can love the world, and love, you can love God, and you can. Whatever the acceptance is. So let's just do the 5:20 again for the word this morning. Thank you for the service in Jesus' name. Amen. So 2 Timothy, that scripture to start with this one is 2:15. Everybody knows it. We should know it. We should know it by now. The Bible tells us the Apostle Paul, either inspiration. If anybody's got real ideas about the Apostle Paul, they can't wait to meet them. I want to know Jesus. I want to meet the Apostle Paul. I want to meet some other saints that have gone on before us. I want to meet Peter. I love Peter. I love, you know, I mean, there's so many saints that I love to meet. So many Old Testament saints I want to meet. 2 Timothy 2:15, study before yourself the truth. I want anybody to think I'm true. No, I don't really care what you think. I don't care what you think for truth. For truth is God. God, it's my life. All it cares. People didn't understand why I was different. Because I understood that I don't care what you think. You don't have an opinion that matters to you. I'm not smart enough to listen to smart people, and I'm respectful enough to respect my brothers and sisters, and of course my wife is keeping my life. But frankly, it's all about care what God says, and we're going to find out what God says and what His Word says. And I'm going here to find out what God says to me today, tomorrow, yesterday, today, and forever. What is God saying to me in the Word of God? If I want the Word of God to speak to me. I love the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are awesome. I just am grateful that you are in me and you live through me. And I'm so thankful for the divine person of the Holy Spirit. And so we're grateful in this church to have people that are filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, then get off that thing and get filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And then you get to have a prayer language, and you get to say things that, you know what, when you can't articulate in our own speech, if you can't just put a finger on what I'm trying to say to God, I hold and take and fall away and just pray in the Spirit, and I know that I'm praying perfectly to God, and we can say what I need. So I don't speak to God in English, I talk to God in English, and then there are times for me, and I just, you know, I'm going, oh, Lord, I'm just not connecting with my brain to speak on prayers right now. God, you can pray in the Spirit. I know that I pray the perfect word of God when I pray in the Spirit. So thank you, Lord, that we can do this. We can do this in the church. We can do this in our church. We can do this in our prayer rooms. We can do this anytime that we want. I can do it on the radio. I can do it on the bus. I can do it at the airport. I can do it on the airplane. I can do it wherever I'm going. Whatever I'm doing, I can do it wherever I want. So I do it. Right on with the paleo restaurant, but you know what? It's just as loud as if I was sitting to the rooftops and following my in my own room, sitting in the closet, taking the phone and all that stuff. And so, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman. It's got to be some answer, my friends. It's got to be some answer. Some are here today and know things, but some are here because they want to know things. So, fine, well, that's cool. I'm taking it. Fine, it's not taking it. But, you know, you're making choices, and some people say, I've been to church 15 times in a row. Some stand in the air, that's football. Well, okay, that's great, but, you know, you've been 15 times in a row. We commend you for that. And if you've been 15 times wrong helping us across the aisle, God bless you for that. We're grateful for every loss of hope and service here. But I'm just going to, we just trying to get past the fact that we've got so many stories that we're going to work on and to keep the post just and to see that place and to work in there. And students, you know, the goals of Clinton and the academic study group doing so much, it's just like something to come out of So a little bit of proof, by the way. Show yourself, study to show yourself a proof. So let's study. So that I can know what the Word says and I can have something to serve people. It's going to involve faith, fire, and everything, because I can keep up my conversation with my family, and Christians, and so if we get around the table and there's a discussion, I can keep up with it because I know the Word of God, and then if I'm done, I might know more Word than others in my family, you know, so I can turn around and talk it and offer another scripture to people, and that scripture is very important to them. So we ask questions to study that and know the Word of God. And so we can't really focus on it, don't say anything. But some people can have their nerves and brains something, but some of you know the Word of God. That's good. So just go in and share it and talk it and believe it, and we just encourage each other in the Word of God, because something good is about to happen, something good is happening, something good is happening to me. That's what my confession is, what your confession is, what your immediate confession is. Something good is happening. Because I believe in, what the Bible says, that all things are possible to those that believe. And so we're believing. We're finding something in there that we can stand on and believe. And so this session says self-approved under God working with you, not to be ashamed of doing things through the working. Approved by God, people that are approved by God is accepted, acceptable, and pleasing. The proper path to call for God to study to study the self-approved. His opinion matters. Study God's word in any form that you can find it. Love of concordance, dictionary, study of Bibles. I think the most impressive one of the Bibles in the past. You know, just talk to it. You know, if you came in and go, man, dude, what's wrong with you? You have nothing in this office. You know what? I'm looking at pictures there. I just got in some money. So, how are you going down? Oh, yeah, I want that. So, I want to see the word. I want to say, I don't just meet in a room for 5 minutes in the morning and never see the word again, because I need the word of God to sustain. I need the word of God to be effective. I need the word of God to be strong in the Lord. I need the word of God to be able to do the best that I can do. You have to help you to be the best that you can be, and you can think you have to be better than you thought you could be. So we need that word to feed our spirit, to be strong in the spirit, not before the lust of Christ. And so, praise God, we want to have scripture. This is a new scripture. I'm going to say, go for it, it's okay, do it, do it. And I'm going to say, As soon as you get that sense of power, you need to know that that's a sin. And guess who lives in it? And the third person, the Holy Spirit, lives in that spirit. Paul, going back to study the word. We should grow to a place in God where we know that he's glorious and we know that he's not. Ephesians 4:15, but speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up and redeem our faith, which is the heaven and fullness. That we may know that we, speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in our faith in the Christ. That we may know there is a perfect, acceptable, and pleasing will of God. Christians should know that it's pleasing, it's not pleasing. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, do not be called to the Father, to be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove it. What is good, what is acceptable, and perfect will of God. To prove it. You can prove that you're in God's will. You can prove because you know it, because you know the word, because you know the voice of the Spirit, because you know what's right and what's wrong. What's right and what's wrong? Let's not be confused. Don't confuse the mystery between right and wrong. Don't talk about it. Be honest, be real. Be genuine. Discern. Discern and tell it. Discern and comes. So that you can know the difference between right and wrong. Quit playing around with, I don't know if you're talking about this. What's going on over there, right? Just accept that and move away from it. If it is right, it don't fix that. Don't make it so much to do again. But if it's not right, and you're going, I don't know if this is right, it ain't right. Choose life. Choose blessing. Choose honor. Ephesians 4:15, speaking the truth in love, that we may go up in him forever. To find the perfect, acceptable, and pleasing will of God's patience is known to his patience. It's in Romans 12:2. Do not conform to this word, but transform by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, what is his good, acceptable, and perfect will. The Lord approved by me that my dad and mine, he showed himself during what Christians should be like, and they knew that they were here to tell me, and my boss doesn't need to tell me. No one can tell me that the family sees in secret. And of course, we want wisdom from people. We want input from our brothers and sisters in Christ. We want input from us in our life. We want input from people who we trust in, and we let them come into our lives. But we need to go to the voice of opinions that people do. You know, some people say, you know, that you need to do this or that. You don't even know how they live or anything like that. So all of God's opinions, the Word of God is always number one. Obviously, your Holy Spirit and anxiety, number two, you need to people that are surrounding you. That's pretty good. So you can't point to those opinions from those people around you. All right, so Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, Jesus said that, but you, when you pray, go to your room, when you shut the door, pray to your Father in secret, and in the secret place, who's in the secret place, and your Father who sees the secret will reward you openly. Matthew 6:4 says that your charity deed will be done in secret, and your Father who sees the secret himself will reward you openly. So it's a secret that you keep in Matthew 6:15. So that does not appear to men that you're fasting, but your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees the secret will reward you openly. So basically what we're saying is that God's approval rather than the approval of anybody else. And so that's why we do it in secret, because God knows everything that's going on. He's watching that relationship going on both spirit and the continuing basis of the communion. It's not secret, but everybody else is secret. And it's only one more way to get to the place of I'm having a relationship with the Holy Spirit, and then I'm walking in spirit and listening to God. And I've got confidence that I make good decisions because the Holy Spirit's helping me to make good decisions. And God don't know for sure if it's a good decision or not. And God is so hungry. They're good people. They're good, great people around here. If you can bounce things off of these questions about developing, if you have a decision that you're not sure about. But if it's a certain thing, you have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and acceptance, and you take your part in them. So I'm not God's approval. I don't care about the approval of anyone else. Something's secret. They're secret for you. They're secret that even my wife doesn't know about it. They're not too big, you know, but just something that. You know, I just want to work in my way through some things with the Lord and trust in Him to show me the direction of where we want to go. So, it's starting to show you something through. So, studying God's Word is the Word, is the Word 3, 4, 7, 4, and you're talking to exert yourself. So try to study God's word and consider yourself. It's cool. It's good to talk to you that you move. You know, I mean, and some of us, yeah, you should write these stories in here. And then I know that God puts them out with everything from good jobs to being in love today. And they might have their peace and their own love, but I don't know. He's trying to discover, you know, that you're making things. See, this is what life is all about. The marriage talks. And the first thing that it is, God is more important. That as much as we need to work to, you know, save out the rest of the important things in our lives, there's a lot of people that, you know, drinks and football and sports and it's very important. Not one of those people, I mean, just as much a lot of sports as anybody else in it. But we put a priority in there, and God knows that when we call the top stuff. Where's God here? What place is he in there? It's the good first place that is coming, whistling away. And you know what? You know, not the only one that you do a little bit lower on your list, but here's a really fast to me because I knew that. He's watching there. He's just pick me up and put me up higher in the left. But he's saying, thanks for me to ask you, can you put me as number one in the left? If actually that's what he's saying. If you have an answer that I have, here's an answer that I have to have. If the ones with whispered to you, can you put me first place in the house? When did you answer all wrong? That's why we were in the church like this. Did you put God first place in your life? Which we're talking about the good. We're not always talking about the good. I'm going to read this verse. It's kind of long story up here. Just a little bit of 15 seconds or a minute of stuff. But we need the word of God. And we're going to put it first place all the time. So encouraging people, encouraging your family, encouraging everyone to put God first place in your life. Amen. The Bible says, due diligence, exercise yourself in the area of fear of God's word, make the effort, be prompt and honest to go forward. You know, dead time. Anybody, I don't know if anybody's been dead. I don't know. You know, I'd see who comes in late. But dead on time, go. When you get to the book, dead time. Be a big example. Just be unto the Lord. And you know, remember, some of the people out there have talked about promotion a lot. Promotion doesn't come from boxes and books. Promotion doesn't come from east and west. That's east and that's west. Promotion is good. It comes from God. He sets that woman and puts on another. Who's he putting on? He's putting on the woman that hates him. Yeah. And you're taking that blessing that could have been that person that hates him, and he's going to dedicate to faith. And he's going to move you up. If you're positioning yourself for promotion, if you position yourself to get blessed by God, you're positioned. So, but how do you position yourself to get blessed by God to the next one? I'm going to the next one. Say my walk, I'm going to the next one. You can go to the next one. We don't want you to go to the next one. But I want you to go to the next level. If you finish up the year ready to go to right now, maybe tell me you're not ready for the next one because you have to get stuff in. And so all of a sudden, you go, do you really need all that stuff in the way? And so if you start to begin, and you go, then if I have an attitude that I want to be really able to move the stuff out of there so that God can move you up into another position, you go, I don't want that responsibility. But see, it's not that you have a responsibility that you get promoted. You couldn't get that money of Christ that goes, you could tap into so many great things, incredible things that God can do. And this is scripture, is promotion. As much as I appreciate it right now, the reality of the universe and the eternity, it's filled with all this promotion. And see, this is good for my time. And when a Sunday school taught me about it, it's when you're talking about your promotion and eternity, faith in the Spirit, and build secure so that in eternity you could be in a position. There would be a driving to continually support the idea of progression and progress and moving up in the kingdom of God, and not being sensitive to believers in those, but just moving forward, going up higher in your relationship with God. Knowing, though, that as you go forward, there's always just these days and days of great beings and people of heaven and all of the universe, because that's the knowledge. There's always a place to get out to do. There's always going to be a promotion if you're faithful. If you're faithful, God promotes. If you're unfaithful, or if you don't trust yourself, then you don't want to be promoted because you don't trust yourself. You don't just say, oh, I don't know if I can be faithful in this position, but so many of you have been promoted. So many of you have been promoted in your field. And you just got one to a restroom, and you did the job, and you went, yeah, I'm faithful. And maybe there's some other place that you can go to. And when you advance early, it's going to be some openings of needed ministry to make sure that early goes well. You've promoted ahead from here that are faithful and diligent. So, they're dry, but I'm always looking to be promoted. I'm always looking to be the best that I can be for the kingdom of God, for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Lord God. So I encourage some of you, think differently. Maybe you just have another thought, and I'm just going to do that because you don't know me. You don't really know what I've done like. You don't know what I'm doing. You don't know what I'm thinking. You don't know what my parents are like. You don't know what my family is like. I'm just saying, really sick. But God didn't say that to you. And he says, you know, we can change our heart. We can change your thinking all that. And so we think that we think that God wants to be with him and not the time. And so when you say you're ahead, I'm told by my people, I'm believing I'm ahead of what you do. You believe I'm just ahead of you in your life. I'm moving ahead in my life. And that big giant tackle. It's before the top football team that is tackling obstacles that is set before me. God is showing you, you know, like when I was a running back, So I took in the title of the hands and people were like, yeah, this opening is coming nice up, and you have this opening is coming up. So you take the head off, and then you put it behind you, like you put the stars on in, and you dodge other players, and you push them on, or you come through, or you just do whatever it takes to gain some. You're trying to gain something, you're trying to gain some knowledge, you're trying to make progress for your team. And so you're using the best of extent, your ability, your absolute gifts, and you don't move that ball forward. And so that's what we did, and that's what we do. And the same applies, you take that desire to succeed. And when I say succeed, I mean to get extra knowledge. And when I talk about succeed, it just means to do my job, that's success. And if I do my job, I see that as success. And so I trust. And so even in football, I'm playing football, and I trust what's about for the past and what call it about. And I'm smash these guys so hard that I'm going to push them back, and he's not going to push me back. That's getting forward in the momentum in football. He's got to go down, and he's using all the momentum to knock that guy out of the way. And there's always collisions, and there's pain. And you get up, and you're hurt, and you go, whoa, why am I doing this? And then by the time you're back to the car, you go, give me the ball again, and that's just fun. Football's fun. And it's fun sometimes. Pray and happy when you got a cross and you take a stop and you die at Renata. Or somebody when you're playing your pump down with standing happy. So I guarded that on the center of the ice and all the times I have to lead the team down the little rough. And usually guys are better than me and they're allowing you up to cross me. And you know what? Being crossed is really fun. Because a lot of times we beat them. That's the objective. I'm beating my opponent. Sometimes they beat me, and sometimes I'm not coaching hockey. So you have football, you got hockey. Then you got baseball. All right? We're three champions in baseball. I was in third place, but I died seven. And to be honest with you, they couldn't get me in. I could do it. I kept me on my back, giving my shot, couldn't make it up, so I didn't get around to my family. If I can do it. Yes, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God doesn't give people the ability to get. I don't care what you say. They'll say that their favors and blessings and grace and mercy is all kinds of things. Now, you could say, I can care less about your sports scores, so let's just change something. All right, you're confused. All right, what about your personal skills? What about your ability to do your job? Say you started a new job, and you want to be good at your job so that you can have confidence in it. Thank God, that's a good thing to want. You want to be good at what the gift that God has given you. God has given you a new job. God can give anybody a new job. God can give anybody a promotion. God can take. Let me tell you, when there are many people off. They were promoting me when I was in the Pool Circuit Board in the field of UNC Systems Division or at UNICEF. We were doing parts for the Space Shuttles and things like that. And the things being diligent seeking God, and they're promoting you. Well, I say, look at them, respect it, just that I love God, I love you, children, but you can press for it and hope for the purpose of the heart, all your God, and God, she's everybody's blessing. That's the objective here, is that everybody can press through and embrace, pressing through the first quote, I'm not going to feel any push. Because God is for me, and if God's for me, he can be with me. He can tap my brain. He can tap my brain with wisdom and understanding, or like he did for me. There was for a while, baby, because of new technology, we all have standalone systems where we work. But then in this room, they have to do next. And so I'm going to go into the next level. I'm going to be lined up on this side of the engineers, and then be run up the outside of the engineers. And I'm going to learn this thing with these people. I'm going to learn this thing with these people. And so God brought this lady. I'm sitting right next to me. So what I'm telling you today is that instead of saying, you know, I want to have it set, I'm just not doing it, I can't do it, or God, this is my experience, and I don't feel it's a too great. And say something to you. We've all made mistakes. We've all done things that are painful, we're both done some of the things we did. But if you just trust me, if you trust the Lord, if I have the unit to understand my own nature, my husband, or direct your path. And if God is directing your path, genuinely, really, the Bible says there's promotion along the way. Promotion doesn't come from east or west. Promotion comes from God. He starts out one, and if God is not faithful to God, they'll put down another. I don't want people to get put down because of me. That's all my business. God is God. He knows what's going on inside the heart and mind and understanding and life. He knows what people say for their jobs. He knows what they're scared for their bunker. He knows what they're cheating. He knows what they're doing. I don't know any of it. He gave all the clean cut, they would break the flesh of the God. I don't know any of that. But what if I see them? What if they're outcomes? What if they're outcomes? God can set up one and put down another. If you're a crook, you deserve to be knocked down several times. If you're a crook, you need to go to jail. What is all of you talking about jail? Because I need to go to jail. Hey, listen. As long as I'm a doer of the word and seek first the kingdom of God, and I do what I know to do, do what you know to do, be who God created you to be. Step out of yourself, step out of your hiding place, step out of what it is that's holding you back, and just go for something that is higher than yourself, believing that, hey, I can do this because he's going to show me how to do it. And now some of us are a little older, and we got to think, hey, I'm just doing it. I'm not ready. I'm going back there. But maybe, come on, what is that? That was a sweet situation. It's not just when he's going to escape you to it. It won't happen when you can let you sit there till you die. You don't ask you to do something. Or ask you to help. Or ask you to step up. Or ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you, could you do this? Could you do that? Because everybody's useful. Everybody's faithful. Everybody's diligent. We want to be diligent. We want to be faithful. We want to be useful. We want to go to the next level. We want to take it to God. We want to all for the things and the goal. If you're in motive, that's a perfect motive. If someone's checking your motives, you can ask this thing in advance, to go in advance, to do it for that. Many men say, well, I don't know, I'm not doing it. It's a choice. that this could be the turning moment of that new movement. This could be by stepping to the other essence of the attributes of usefulness and the glory of the miracles and the things that God has. It only could start and step up in prayer. Stepping up in prayer. Some people just don't want to be so far in us. Thanks to them for enough to meet everybody at his prayer. But maybe the next step is simply to be verbal in prayer. Inject the prayer in their lives and hear it the same and just words to be done in sense. I look forward to commit with this moment with them. And as I cry, I would love to step in and we need to say that prayer and run so that other people continue to run that and we can take the deep so that we can take the deep time. So I see that this whole church makes us very thin. It's been a kind of inspiration. Because you could say this every time. It's in the Bible, right? Where's the rules for that? It was the lips. But he was sitting outside and was, because everybody else is just sitting there until they die. Sometimes you don't really mess up that story, but the point is, you don't need to mess up. Christians, we can make the choice that I'm going to really touch the kingdom of God as we, as an example of being a doer, of being effective, and that just something happened. I think the command you guys again for who's in the last couple of days again, because there are people that just want to be behind the call of people. And I'm so proud of these people, and how I keep praising them over here, and the time gets, when you actually believe in grace, man, you've got some good, faithful, hard, working, diligent people. I mean, Thomas isn't here for every job. Yeah, he moves me out of the way. Get a picture of once a man, he moves me out of the way to move the intellect to do certain things. But what I'm doing is I'm saying, let me reflect on my let me get some exercise. Let me lift that. Listen, go on. Go down and say, learn God's plan together. We are not this. And thank you, Larry. I appreciate that. I'm just trying to work. I'm trying to stretch. I like to sweat. I love them. I enjoy it. Oh, I'm so glory of God and all the people. Oh, it's cool to see a bunch of the same team working really hard together for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you look, I mean, the best teams, the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, I don't think they were that good. But they were so good last year. They were so good last year. And I'm sitting there and going, wow, that Philadelphia Eagles team, they're so good. Everything is smitten out awesome. And just a year before that, they were dumping on the coach to the degree that you go, he's got to make the last day and joke out of the street and the tremendous disrespect. The team was in disarray. It was just all the 9, 10, 12, 15 months earlier. This team, this Philadelphia Eagles team, had all this talent, but they couldn't get together on a different quarterback. Whose quarterback did the Eagles hit on? Was it? So let's go ahead and thank you. That's a different team. But Jalen Hurts is a Christian. And they're different. So is our quarterback today, number 11, which is it? Come to Luke. He's a Christian, and they're different. They're thinking Christians are tough. They're thinking Christians are wimpy. They're thinking Christians don't get it. They're thinking Christians are not. They're thinking Christians are tough. They're just as tough as anybody else. It's just that if they're not sold out to football, they're sold out to God. And so, if it looks like everybody else will get it, they're not doing it because I'm going to praise you, Jesus, and transformation, saying praises to God. And if you look, they pump themselves up and they're going, we hate that guy. He's just a man. He's got the confidence to do this. But we know transformation can do the job, you know? And we know that Jalen Hurts, when they went to the Super Bowl, they were incredibly tough. What I mean by tight is everyone did. They didn't make games. They're always coming for me. They're always doing everything. So the ball carrier is just a part of the quarterback and they're throwing every night. They won the Super Bowl because they were so concept. Because I thought that game stinks. And they won it all. My point of all this is that when we all work on the same team, we're all pressing again, pressed towards the heart for the prize of the high power of God in Christ Jesus. Where is it? Just the directly prize of our conference. What is it? For the sake of the Lord, for the second to the end of the world. So that's what we're doing as a team. Each person has a part. I think the life is not a glorious position. It's you got to do that or you're going to get run over. And so, as a team, their glory has to be that I'm in the right room and I'm pumping up and I'm going to get so strong and so strong that I can do my fucking thing. And I'm starting to get good attitudes and pursue that the receivers are catching the ball and the running backs are taking the ball and the quarterbacks throwing the needle and the defensive line is working the quarterback and the linebackers are making tackles and the defensive backs are covering up and covering the pills and safeties are making the tackles. It's the lead guy around the machine happening. So I'm going to focus on the best I'm going to football right now. Just remember, I'd rather be working in the service than working for football. That's crazy right now. That's crazy for me. It's always say football game most of the time. This is kind of war hunting. Play hockey as a kid. Play hockey role. Run city championship. So it's teamwork. The NFC Championship. We won the fall. Our football team last started in half tonight and was sitting on the record of the NFC Championship. And we went for the NFC there to get to a win and we were both as played. Played the state championship in 7-9-7. We won the championship. And in spring, the base game team was the shortstop at 9-7. The NFC State Championship game in the finals of 17 for North America. We knew it would be. So we've won football, we've won hockey, and we've won baseball. So I know what to talk about. It takes teamwork. So if you're a lone ranger, I love lone rangers. Well, it's your place. You know, I met a few listeners. They were guys that met in the time that we were growing up with being Christian, where they just didn't want to do it. And I'm like, why is it that they don't want nothing to do with me? And they're thinking of not God knowing. That's embarrassing. But what it is you come up with that, I'm not going to let you know. Praise Jesus. Don't let anybody drag you down to a different level. It's not cold hearted to expect people that surround you, if you got some power, then you need to help other people trust towards the mark from Christ of the high calling of God of Jesus. Otherwise, there are a lot of people that have ditched me in life, ditching someone in life means that they're not going to get over it. Because you don't care enough to trust towards the mark for the promise of the high calling of God of Jesus. So evaluate yourself and realize that maybe I'm not that interested. Just be honest. It's God only knows if you're interested. Maybe you're just not that interested in being or doing. Then you got a prayer challenge. You got to ask yourself, not my will, but thy be done. I need your help, God, because right now I'm convinced. I'm taking lots of wrong things and going to the wrong places and doing the wrong things. I'm using my money for the wrong things. but the one who might believe and the one to accept them. It's Pentecostal. Pentecostal. Pentecostal church. Not Pentecostal, but God doesn't take your mind about them. That's what we're going to get. We're going to talk about that. It's cost you something in your flesh. Something's going to have to be crucified in order for you to take the next life. And you have to decide that you said, God's not going to force you to crucify something. Of course, the Spirit will let you know things are moving. Choosing to take one boy to another with you. Some part has got to die. Something's got to be put down. Something's got to be put by the you get to the money saying, and I don't know if it's it. And I don't know. I mean, you talk about sports, and I'm not just known. And sometimes you have to put that down. You don't say no. And I'm saying something that's out of me. You might have, you might love parts and rights or something. I don't know, whatever you could do. You know, labels always have something that sometimes we just have to put down. You prefer to do that. And you always be guided, and you always be working, and you always be. You won't go back this time. And if you make that first to go to the next level, you won't want to go back. So you say, amen. All of us who are around here, down the first day, study to show yourself the truth of unto God. Well, that's going to study. Put yourself on this whole age to study to be quiet. What is the truth? Just hear sometimes I talk too much. There are instances where I need to study. Study means to be diligent, to be quiet. And put it before you, put it before you go there, and not say anything, just be buried in all the deepness. But there's a lot of fellowship going on. There's happy people in the joy. And all that stuff going on. But study to be quiet, to do your own business, to work with your own hands if you can help you. Hey, why? Why do you say, my opinion is to stay out of trouble? Stay out of trouble. I don't tell you. I'm not talking about all stuff from the way back. I'm talking about in life sometimes. What's wrong? Sometimes it's next to my life just to get trouble. Feelings I'm talking about, and where you just get on the pace, or get on the nerves. Getting on the pace is different than getting on the nerves. Sometimes I just get on the nerves. I'm good. And to study to be quiet, do your own business, to work with your own hands, just being able to study to stay out of trouble, study to be quiet, study to describe the labors, be activated by my life. Maybe that doesn't mean that I get to lay the world and all is done and everybody gets to go, whoa, no, that's not the one we want. The one we want is when I'm being humble, it's honorable. When I'm being faithful, it's honorable. When I'm doing what God's called me to do, it's being honorable. When I'm helping people, it's honorable. When I'm in Israel and I'm in all the rooms and somebody is assigned in that room to clean that room, by the way, then you're in trouble. I don't mind taking a vacuum. Some people put it back in that room. I don't want a vacuum they put it in. So the point is that this is what I'm doing. Doing these things to get home. I want nothing back. God said, you humble yourself, son, and it's good. And that's well done. Good and thankful servant. I see the different thing there. I don't know. But you know what you need to see. It's the taste of victory. The taste of victory can happen. Maybe you don't have the skills to succeed in bowling or in companies or anything else for them. But walking in the perfect will of God. It's a satisfying taste that you don't have to have in your mouth. A satisfying taste of how served, how diligent, how faithful, how useful, and help them to keep or moving towards another man. It's so satisfying. So I say me, because all of you are over there doing all kinds of wonderful things. We still have a few minutes left here. I think Proverbs 17:28, there was a little different from what I said, but I'm skipping all of that a bit. But Proverbs 17:28 says, you will fear when those esteem is not wise, and you will trust his lips is esteemed and made understanding. Now, see, what we did is put them in the same language. So we're not going to give us a big understanding. Okay, so we got this. These guys, when you hold on a piece, you know, hold a piece to mean a couple of things. One of them is, you know, just be good. Be good. You know, I'm holding a piece. Or not holding something when something could be said. Okay? That's holding your piece. And then holding your piece can, you know, can apply into intense situations too. Or you can even talk about those things like that. But then, even forward, hold a piece is kind of wrong. Someone can recognize your vision. Someone will recognize your vision. And so we want everybody, the taste of wisdom is an excellent taste. Because the taste of wisdom wants you, well, you want to be tasting wisdom over and over again. Because wisdom is satisfying. Wisdom is performing. Wisdom is not performing. You don't want wisdom because all my life, it's a long time in here, wrong steps. Everybody can relate to this. Maybe not all the others, but they made wrong steps, but now with wisdom. I'm making wrong steps. I'm turning the right direction. I'm even saying the right things. I'm useful. Everybody's useful in the kingdom when you're walking in wisdom. And then she said, well, Pastor, I mean, you stay long and listen. Second, believing that there's a peaceful level of wisdom that can walk in this world. And so if I take a step to the next level of wisdom, then there's a peaceful place, and I'm not going to embarrass myself. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to trip over my own sins. That we can be very effective and useful. And we're going to get to that. That's just, I'm going to take it to the next level. And the why just got to this level? I think it's cool here because I'm not paying. It is something wrong here. You know, I've had so much success, so much money, so much fruit. And I could do it again. We want to take a step at a time so that we can enjoy each new step of wisdom to the point where all of a sudden, it's true. I'm walking in wisdom. And in the same way, when I go back to the universe, and I go back to Ecclesiastes, and I go back to the Bible, and I understand things. And walking in new places or doing new things and being useful for the kingdom in the ways that I could never figure out wasting wisdom has to be there. So Christians, if you say, well, how can I fit them over there? Wisdom is not something to do. I'm just going to never be open for you. Come over here. Join us. It's fun. We're having fun. So many guys are walking up and of course there's an unknown. I'm all jealous. And then just, well, I mean, it's someone's how I work. Well, someone's like my work. I always like how I work when you do work. How do you come here? So praise, if you're praise God for wisdom. And also, wisdom is the principle for, and with all you're getting, get wisdom. I'm going to have to put together another message. we get to.
Well, the prayer room is set up next room. So I think some of you, you know, maybe can pick up our room and clean it up. There might be some limitations. We have people with different limitations in the church. Shouldn't have pray. Shouldn't have manual. You can participate. Randy, you can take your spiritual supply right into that prayer room. And you're joined, and you can join us for lunch, and you can pray, and you can be an encouragement to people. So, you know, don't let anything stop you from participating. You know, some of you have to work on the weekends, and so it's not possible for you to always come on Saturdays. That works for most of us. If you're working during the week, or maybe Saturdays work, but there are things you can do. You can either come down here and pray, you can pray from home. You can see if you got a few extra dollars, if you can put in the offering. It's everybody doing their part, being in agreement. One of my favorite scriptures, love covers a multitude of sins. Love covers. And not getting bent out of shape over anything. We don't want to get bent out of shape over anything. Even if Pastor Nancy says, okay, here's the deal. You work on your construction sites all the time. My whole job for about 50 hours a week is going to be working. Sometimes, and I'm not a pastor at my regular job, I'm in charge of tough projects that need to get done at my regular job. Sometimes I forget to put my pastor hat on when I come into the church. And I might accidentally talk to you, not having done a rude report. I never try to be rude with a contractor ever. Oh, okay. That's only because you're meeting with your son when you have purposely pushed my buttons. That's what that's called. We read what we throw in life. Okay. Anyway, back to my topic. At work, we're fingered like this all the time. So the painter's like, what color should I paint? Paint that green, and then we'll go to the next thing. How can you paint that brown with that green? We got to paint that green, can you please change it? And I walk away. Okay. So I'm going to sit down and say to somebody, how did that get that color? That is a great color. I might sometimes forget my password. Okay? I'm just saying, I want to sow as much grace and love as I possibly can because I know that I need it in my life. And we all are part of the team. God has called us. We are an unlikely bunch. And you know what is so cool about that? If that uses the foolishness of the world to what? Confound the wise. People that think they're great. You know what makes a really good team? The people that humble themselves and work together as a team. As a team, you can do way more than anybody individually. This is not an individual deal. It is all for the kingdom of God, all for His glory. We want it to be a part. It's really cool. So once you end up here talking about all this, don't feel bad if where you're at in life right now, you have maybe some restrictions or different things that you're not able to do. But if you are, and even if it's to go in the prayer room and be there, come and be a part. Do what you can. Just do what you can. Because it's cool. It is a miracle. It is a miracle beyond miracles. I am telling you. Our whole church is a miracle. Because if not for the hand of God, we wouldn't even be here right now. God has provided the space that we're in. God is providing the space that we're going to need is such a promotion. It is just a promotion. We've been faithful, not caring what people say or think. We've just been faithful to keep doing the word without compromise to the best of our ability. But there is a work to do in the city that needs us. He's chosen us to be a presence in this area. So don't disqualify yourself. Come and be a part of the team. Be a blessing. Be positive. Pastor Steve is saying. Encourage one another. Because in a month, we're going to be across the island. And we're going to do it. God's going to do it. In us and through us. He's using us. And it's just so cool. God is so good. And it is a miracle. And what's really cool is there are miracles pumping in people's lives. Because when you're part of the miracle of the church, it affects you personally. So if you haven't seen a breakthrough yet, it's coming. Because they will lie to you and you will lie to see some pretty cool breakthroughs. Then you have to believe God, though. What does this do all the time? What are you believing for? What is your scripture? What miracle are you standing for? What scripture are you standing on? God is waiting on us sometimes to stand on scripture, find scripture, stand on it, and go, that's it. That's for me. And having that, and that's what we have to do. And when you draw that line in the sand, you are saying God up to move in your life. Because you put your faith out there. God answers prayers. He answers things. And they don't always happen overnight. We bump up here on the fourth floor, which is kind of weird, for a long time. But guess what? We have to be okay with that. And you all have to be okay with it. And that tells me that we got a humble, interesting group of people that God can use. Because that's what he's looking for. That's what qualifies anybody in the kingdom of God. Is your willingness, your humility, and your openness to hear from God and just do what he's asking you to do, and to walk through the door and he's asking you to walk through. We're going to go through the door to the center. And it's just really cool. And it's so exciting. Because it felt like it took a while to get to this point. And there's a purpose. And some of the wrinkles are shaking herself because it's time to end church. The dog knows it's time to wrap it up. That's what she used to sit in the back sometimes and you do this to me. Can I get on a roll talking? And now we got ruffles. We're going to close with we'll close with the salvation prayer and also to receive the offering. Father, we thank you so much for the privilege to do something in the kingdom. And it's so easy. We just ask you, Jesus, into our heart. We acknowledge you for what you did on the cross. You come into our heart. We ask you to be our Lord and Savior. The Bible says that if you will confess him before men, Jesus will confess you before the Father. So let's just pray this together. Father God, we come to you this morning. I humble myself. I know I need a Savior. Jesus, you came to this earth as a man. You stripped yourself from glory so that you could pay the price for my sin. You walked this earth perfect without sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Savior. Forgive me of all my sin. I ask you to be the Lord of my life. I surrender to you now. And I thank you for what you're doing and what you will do in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And for offerings, today we have an opportunity. It's a privilege to give. We are not extracting money out of anybody. In fact, if you feel like I'm extracting anything or putting pressure on you, please keep it. If you don't have the right heart to give. When we have the right heart to give, God loves a willing heart, a cheerful heart. Look in Scripture, you will see that if you want God involved in your finances, the way you set that up, it's through your giving and your thankfulness and your willingness. And so, Father, when we give to you this morning, we're doing it with a cheerful, glad heart. We're excited to sow into the kingdom. We know that people's lives have already been changed by this ministry. And when we have greater visibility, more lives will be changed. Thank you, Father, for setting each one of us up for breakthrough and for setting the church up to reach more for your kingdom and your glory. As we give this morning, we're excited, Father, to sow into the kingdom. And we thank you for the promise that when we give, it's given back to us. Press them, shaken together, running them, will others give to us. God, thank you for abundance and no lack in this church. Thank you for every need met, every person in this church, and for the church, in Jesus' name.